Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, the government stresses the importance of collaborations to reduce crime. Stay with us. The government is placing renewed emphasis on crime reduction to enable safer communities. This through collaborations with several partner groups, such as churches, businesses, and youth organizations, while facilitating training and employability for persons in at-risk sections of the society. Making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, National Security Minister Peter Bunting explained that under the Unite for Change initiative, collective engagements of residents in priority communities have been harnessed to support violence prevention activities.
While we continue to interrupt the transmission of crime through our crime control initiatives, we're placing increased emphasis on crime prevention by addressing dysfunctions at the levels of family, community, school, social services, and society. Recognizing, Mr. Speaker, that crime statistics are the outcomes of failures or weaknesses at all these levels.
The security minister says sustainable reductions in crime and violence require a deliberate and focused strategy which coordinates law enforcement, justice and social development programs at the national, community and individual levels in order to address the causal factors and prevent future spread. Describing crime as an epidemic that can be contained, Minister Bunting says education on the causes must be a part of any reduction effort.
We must create pathways to help people move from concern about the problem of violence to action against the problem. This is what the Unite for Change initiative is about.
Minister Bunting told the House that the expanded Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, will shortly address culture change through social interventions. These interventions include parenting education, counseling, and psychosocial support for those exposed to violence. The minister emphasizes that for Jamaica to successfully reduce crime, a new management and governance pattern must be developed for citizen security.
We intend to develop comprehensive programs for selected youth, tailored by job readiness. The program will include classroom and workplace training, life skills, job preparation and placement services, remedial and formal education programs, among others.
And within the next few months, citizens with access to Android smartphones will be able to download a special application allowing them to anonymously report a crime or send information to the police. The application, slated to be launched in the first quarter of this fiscal year, will also provide alerts from the police similar to the Ananda Alert, as well as relevant updates on newly passed legislation. It will also give the option of a panic button so residents can alert the police without anonymity. As outlined in a ministry paper tabled in the House by Minister Bunting on Tuesday, the initiative is part of a series of programs to be implemented by the Ministry of National Security to further strengthen the Unite for Change project. Other initiatives to be rolled out under Unite for Change include a major advertising campaign, which will see the implementation of a series of advertisements to support a change in social norms. Also, in June, a special forum will be held in Western Jamaica aimed at increasing awareness and support for the program and to encourage citizens to become active partners in Unite for Change. The Ministry of National Security is also slated to partner with the Ministries of Labour and Youth and Culture to determine the extent to which this year's Independence, Emancipation and Labour Day celebrations will be aligned to the Unite for Change message. Since its launch in December 2013, the Unite for Change program has seen the successful implementation of a number of initiatives which have garnered widespread support. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.